The Magen Avraham in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos brings from the Tikkuni Zohar that there's an inyan to eat fish at the Shabbos meals. So, but then he writes, if a person doesn't enjoy it, so then there is no obligation. A person is supposed to have oneg Shabbos. If it's tsar to him, if he finds it disgusting, it's distasteful, so certainly it's going to take away from his oneg Shabbos. So only if one enjoys it is there a big inyan to have fish. So what's the idea behind having fish? So the Ramah writes to the end of the simen that there's a minhag to eat molisa, which is what? It's some type of meat covered in dough. It's to remember the mon that was also covered from top to bottom in the tal. So in a similar way, so you should have some meat that's covered in dough. It's something like kreplach. So the berlacha there on that Ramah is troubled by such a minhag because no mon fell on Shabbos. So why are you trying to remember Mon on Shabbos, but Mon didn't fall on Shabbos? You shouldn't be remembering it. So why would he be commemorating it on Shabbos? So he quotes a Tosfos that says that since it didn't come on Shabbos, we have to substitute for the lack of Mon and have this type of food called Molisa. Now, the Be'er Lacha doesn't really find this explanation so convincing, because it doesn't make sense to replace something that we didn't have. That's not a Zeicha. There was no Mon falling on Shabbos. And moreover, he says that if that's the case, it's because we don't have the man or we didn't have the man on Shabbos. That's why we have the minhag of eating this kreplach type of food. So Yom Tov as well. No man fell on Yom Tov. So we should also have an inyan of eating kreplach or that type of food on Yom Tov as well. And we don't find such a custom. So the Be'er Lacha quotes from the Toras Chaim a different answer, which satisfies the Chavetz Chaim. Toras Chaim writes, and that the inyan of Shabbos in general is supposed to be a little taste of me'ein olam haba, a little taste of Shabbos la'asid, the futuristic type of Shabbos, where it's going to be a world of kula Shabbos, that the entire world is going to be Shabbos. What that means exactly, not quite sure, but there's some inyan of the Suda and Suda Shabbos to be. So what took place at what's going to take place? What's the foreshadowing of this future Shabbos meal? So we eat meat and wine to correspond to, rather, we eat meat to correspond to the, and fish, to correspond to the shur, some type of shur that we're going to be eating that the Sfarim described, the Chazal talk about. And also fish corresponding to the Leviathan. The Leviathan, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara explains to us that it's being saved, that we're going to be eating the Leviathan at the Suda of Mashiach, the Suda of Olam Haba. So there's a big inyan to have fish. That's the understanding of the Toras Chaim. Just to complete the Toras Chaim, because that's why we also have wine for Kiddush, because it also describes in Chazal that there's this special wine that's being preserved for the Tzadikim to eat in this final meal, the final meal of Shabbos, in the days to come, Yirat Hashem, soon. So that's the inyan of eating fish. It's connected to Leviathan, again, this Suda that's going to be happening in these times of Mashiach. Now, Pika Bala, there's a very big inyan of eating fish, aside from the Toras Chaim's understanding, and that's what the Bnei Tzadchar explains, that the fish, we're finishing off Parsha Noach now, but we're still in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, Maaseh Bereishis. So the fish were created and given a bracha on Yom Chamishi, and man was given a bracha on Yom Shishi. So if man eats fish on Shabbos, Yom Shvi, it becomes a three-pronged bracha, a bracha mishuleshes, and the pasuk says, chud mishulesh lo b'meher yinosek, a three-strung rope will not quickly snap. So since we have a fish in Yom Chamishi, Adam in Yom Shishi, and then eating it on Shabbos, we have a very strong bracha. So that's the inyan behind eating fish. The Arizal says otherwise. The Arizal says the reason behind eating fish is because when people come back as Gilgulim, they come back as different animals, creatures, sometimes as people. So when Tzadikim come back for a very small tikkun that they need to do in this world, they come back as fish. That's the Gilgul that the Tzadikim come back as. So therefore, by eating the fish, eating the tzaddik, there's some tikkun being provided for that tzaddik, for that fish. Now, even though there is a big inyan to eat each fish at each meal, Api Kabbalah, the primary time to eat them is during Shal Shudah. Shal Shudah, whatever the reason for that is, the closing up of Gehenim, I don't know the full understanding of this, but there's a particular inyan at Shal Shudah to have fish. So that's, those are the basic inyanim. Now, there is another topic on this conversation of what to eat during meals. Aside from fish, the Magen Avraham brings an inyan to have shnei tavshilin, to eat two cooked items for the Suda. So what's the reason behind this idea of having shnei tavshilin at each meal of Shabbos. So the Nemukei Or HaChaim writes that since Shabbos is a more chashuv meal than a weekday meal, we should have two shnei tavshilim. Normally a person has one item for lunch, for breakfast, for dinner, so we should have shnei tavshilim to raise the bar for the Shabbos meal. But let's say a person normally has a larger meal. He has shnei tavshilim during a weekday meal, so then Shabbos should be upped by one meal. If a person normally has three tavshilim, so Shabbos should always be one up from a typical weekday meal a person has. Now, if a person goes to a chasna, a person goes out for dinner once in a while, that is not considered his standard meal. We're talking about a person's standard meal. Whatever that is, the Shabbos Suda should be one up from his standard weekday meal. That's the understanding of a Nemukei Or HaChaim. From Nissen Karelitz writes differently. He says the reason is because we use the Shnei Tavshilin is considered a chashuv meal, regardless of what a person does during the week. A person could be going out to eat all the time in restaurants and having a six-course meal. That doesn't make a difference. Just Shabbos, we're not comparing Shabbos to a weekday meal. Shabbos deserves a chashuv meal, which is defined in Halacha by Shnei Tavshilin. How does he know this? Because he brings a proof from the Suda Mafsekes that we eat Erev Tishbav. It cannot have shnei tavshilin. It should have just one tavshil, just an egg. It can't have more than that, because more than that makes it into a suda chashuva. We don't want the suda mafsekas to be a suda chashuva. So whatever doesn't work for the suda mafsekas, that's what does work. That's what is encouraged to be eaten on the Shabbos suda, namely shnei tavshilin. Now, that being the case, it would be considered Shnei Tavshilin a Chashuv meal, so then it would seemingly be required for every meal. The Friday night meal, the Shabbos Suda, and Shal Shittis, all of them are Shabbos Sudas, should all require Shnei Tavshilin. So people, those who are eating Shal Shittis and just barely getting some bread in or their mouth, should, according to Nissen Karel, should try to have Shnei Tavshilin, which I'm not sure if everyone accomplished, which everyone really could fulfill. But if you look at take a look in the Zohar, which is the source of the Magen Avraham, it says that only for the first two meals should one have Shnei Tavshilin. But Shalosh Shudis, one does not have to have Shnei Tavshilin. Now, even though the Zohar says one shouldn't have Shnei Tavshilin, or doesn't need to have Shnei Tavshilin for Shalosh Shudis, we have to remember the other Zohar, that there is an Indian, or the other Arizal, there is an Indian to have fish. So even though you don't need Shnei Tavshilin, there is an Indian, if possible, to have fish. Now, these are not really strict halachas. These are minhagim, these are inyanim, nice things that people could accomplish them. But again, if a person doesn't like them or is not able to, this is certainly not going to take away the halachic requirements from fulfilling one Shabbos Suda.